to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, how you doing? Top dollar free trade, all the discounts? That's what we're doing at 5050 West Sahara, Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. For example, 2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. 2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, keeping it classy, keeping it sexy, $11,325 off MSRP. For that truck, your net price is $35,830. Forget the competitors, come see me. Mr. Pink, baby!
Stock number NS174994. Most financed through Chrysler Capital.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in our next hour, there's going to be a whole bunch of different stuff. We're going to let you hear Merrick Garland. Why is he appointing a special counsel, Robert Herr, to investigate the classified documents that ended up not just in a closet at the University of Pennsylvania, but also in the garage at the Biden residence in, I think, Wilmington, next to, believe it or not, right next to the Corvette, the family Corvette. This is so bizarre. Now, how many of you, by a show of hands, and if you're driving, just give me a nod of the head. Keep both hands on the wheel. How many of you think that anybody will ever go to jail, anybody will ever be prosecuted, that there will be criminal charges against anybody related to these Biden classified documents? I don't see a lot of hands. I don't see a lot of nods of the head. You're probably like me. I don't think anything will come of this at all. And to be honest, I don't think anything will happen with the Trump classified documents. We'll talk about that. That's all coming up next hour as we continue. Oh, and by the way, really bad news for Chris Wallace, former Fox News Sunday host. Yeah, we'll let you hear the bad news. We'll do it all together as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate the presence of documents with classified markings found at President Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, and at an office in Washington. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the investigation will have nothing to do with politics.
This appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters, and to making decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
Robert Hur, the former Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in Maryland, will lead the investigation. Republicans are calling for a House investigation. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says any committee investigating President Biden's handling of classified documents and other issues will be bipartisan.
You will find the fundamental difference of me being a speaker and Nancy Pelosi. The other side will get to name their members on the committee. It won't be handpicked by me and denying the Democrats their voice.
Virginia has launched an investigation into charges Fairfax County Public Schools engaged in racial discrimination by failing to inform students who achieved commendations from the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. Governor Glenn Youngkin calls it
clearly unacceptable. And what we're hearing from parents, and particularly the fact that at Thomas Jefferson, a disproportionate amount of the students there are of Asian descent. This is racism the other direction.
Youngkin says suppressing the achievements may be a violation of the Virginia Human Rights Act. On Wall Street, the Dow by 216 points, the NASDAQ rose 69, the S&P 500 advanced by 13. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis is expanding his real estate portfolio, buying the newly built practice facility for his other pro sports team, the WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces. Davis bought the three industrial buildings next to the football team's Henderson headquarters for more than $56 million. The buildings include the Aces basketball training complex, which is expected to be completed by March. The company that owns Universal Studios wants to bring a year-round horror attraction to Las Vegas. Universal Parks and Resorts has announced plans to build an immersive, horror-centric venue to the Area 15 Entertainment Complex. That'll utilize Universal's vast library of classic horror films. The 110,000-square-foot project is expected to anchor a 20-acre expansion of Area 15, which is scheduled to break ground within the next 6 months. Well, as you know, grocery prices are up, and the increase in egg prices has been linked to the deadly avian flu, which has resulted in millions of egg-laying chickens being killed. The situation has also been aggravated by an increase in feed costs and energy costs.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, overall, it's not that bad right now on the area freeways. A little bit of congestion as you work your way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area on Interstate 515 northbound once you get past Boulder Highway. Also, some slow flows there on 15 south at Spring Mountain.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Thursday, January 12th. David Horowitz is a really smart dude. He's a well-written sort of guy. He does a lot of investigative work. And his new book, which I think is going to be really special, it's called The Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. Kind of a scary sort of title. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But David Horowitz, you'll hear from him coming up about 2:35. So stay with us. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to let you hear Merrick Garland and his explanation of the special counsel that has been named. Robert Hur of Maryland will be the special counsel for the Biden classified documents case. Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, was on with Martha McCallum last night. I don't know if you caught this, but his reaction to not just one batch, but now even more Biden classified documents. This is from last night on Fox.
So every conservative out there is completely disgusted with the standard that exists in America when it comes to conservatives and everybody else. So what I think if you believe a special counsel is necessary to assure the public about the handling of classified documents by Donald Trump, you should apply special counsel to the mishandling of classified documents by President Biden when he was vice president. That's what I think. I think if you don't do that, it just reinforces the narrative that the media, by the way, you can't find this story anywhere really but on Fox. Morning, noon, and night, we heard about the raid on Mar-a-Lago and all kind of stuff about the classified information in the hands of President Trump and his team. You can't even find this on most networks. So the idea of prosecuting President Trump for mishandling classified information after this has gone down dramatically.
Well, to be fair, there were other reporters in the room who did ask questions about this. They were summarily shut down. And most of the coverage that I've seen in other places is about how very different these two situations are. They say, you know, the former president was stonewalling returning these documents. They had been requested. They've been negotiating over it for quite some time. And that's the difference. So comment on that for me, if you would, first. And then I have another question.
Well, number one, I mean, can you imagine if this happened? The bottom line here is that Peter did not get shut down. The more she talked, the more absurd the excuse became.
That is true.
The bottom line here, she also said that President Biden has done more to secure the border than any president. You know, that's an out-and-out lie, and everybody knows it. So it's pretty frustrating right now. So God bless Peter for pushing. The answers given by the White House are nonsensical. If there's not a special counsel appointed to find out how this happened with President Biden regarding classified information, there is going to be a lot of angst. It will hurt the country. Garland, if you're listening, if you thought it was necessary, Attorney General, to appoint a special counsel regarding President Trump, then you need to do the exact same thing regarding President Biden when it comes to handling classified information.
Well, I think that any fair-minded person who's watching this, and I hope he is one of them, would agree with that. You know, you have to treat these situations in the same way. But it disturbs me, Senator. I mean, what's going on here? You know, either the rule is that you can't take anything out and you have to view it in a skiff, or you have to get permission. If you want to write your book, you have to go to a secure room to view it. So now we've got President Trump taking documents to Mar-a-Lago. We've got President Biden keeping things at his think tank. You've got General Petraeus took things home. You had Sandy Berger who stuffed things in his socks. I mean, most Americans go, you know, is this the rule or not? And why can't these folks who we elect behave in a way that adheres to them?
Well, let's break that down. General Petraeus was prosecuted for turning over classified information. I admire him greatly. He made a mistake, but he was actually prosecuted turning over information to a reporter. Sandy Berger put classified information in his sock. So, yes, but here's what I believe when it comes to presidents. The idea of prosecuting a president regarding mishandling classified information is very problematic because they have the right to declassify. I'm calling for a special counsel. The point is you need a special counsel to investigate the Biden mishandling episode if you're going to do the same for Trump.
Well, it turns out that this morning, Merrick Garland called a news conference and announced a special counsel. Listen for the timeline. You know, the timeline from Merrick Garland as to when they got information, when they made the announcement, that kind of thing. Let's go to Merrick Garland. He is the Attorney General of the United States.
Good afternoon. I'm here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel pursuant to Department of Justice regulations governing such matters. In keeping with those regulations, I have today notified the designated members of each House of Congress of the appointment. I'm joined today by John Lausch, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, who conducted the initial investigation into the matter that I will describe today. On the evening of November 4th, 2022, the National Archives Office of Inspector General contacted a prosecutor at the Department of Justice. It informed him that the White House had notified the archives that documents bearing classification markings were identified at the office of the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement, located in Washington, D.C. That office was not authorized for storage of classified documents. The prosecutor was also advised that those documents had been secured in an archives facility. On November 9th, the FBI commenced an assessment consistent with standard protocols to understand whether classified information had been mishandled in violation of federal law. On November 14th, pursuant to Section 600.2B of the Special Counsel Regulations, I assigned U.S. Attorney Lausch to conduct an initial investigation to inform my decision whether to appoint a special counsel. Mr. Lausch has served as a U.S. Attorney in Chicago since 2017. Before that, he spent more than a decade as an assistant U.S. Attorney in that same office. I selected him to conduct the initial investigation because I was confident his experience would ensure that it would be done professionally and expeditiously. On December 20th, President Biden's personal counsel informed Mr. Lausch that additional documents bearing classification markings were identified in the garage of the president's private residence in Wilmington, Delaware. President Biden's counsel informed Mr. Lausch that those documents were among other records from the period of the president's service as vice president. The FBI went to the location and secured those documents. On January 5th, 2023, Mr. Lausch briefed me on the results of his initial investigation and advised me that further investigation by a special counsel was warranted. Based on Mr. Lausch's initial investigation, I concluded that, under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. In the days since, while Mr. Lausch continued the investigation, the department identified Mr. Herr for appointment as special counsel. This morning, President Biden's personal counsel called Mr. Lausch and stated that an additional document bearing classification markings was identified at the president's personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware. When I first contacted Mr. Lausch...
There you have it. Merrick Garland, his announcement today of a special prosecutor. I apologize up front. I'm not impressed. And if you think that this guy, this Robert Herr, is going to get to the bottom of it, I think you're wishful thinking. Really and truly. I mean, this is not going to be very satisfying to a lot of people who believe. Newt Gingrich, I think, said it best last night. It's kind of the tip of the iceberg. And that, you know, if you think we're going to get to the bottom of this with a special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland, a Biden supporter, then you're nuts. If you think you're going to get a fair hearing on this, you are wrong. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Stay with us. More to do. Oh, there's bad news on the Chris Wallace front. Those of you that always thought he was kind of a turncoat when he left Fox and he went over to CNN and he got the CNN.com job and it didn't work out. Like in about 2 weeks, they knew that it was not going to work out. They got a new thing for him. New show. And it's not working out, apparently. We'll give you the bad news coming up for Chris Wallace as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, how you doing? Top dollar for your trade? All the discounts? That's what we're doing at 5050 West Sahara, Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. For example, 2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. 2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, keeping it classy, keeping it sexy, $11,325 off MSRP. For that truck, your net price is $35,830. Forget the competitors. Come see me. Mr. Pink, baby!
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Mark Thomas. Question, are you a business owner? Do you like free government money? If so, listen up. The federal government has promised over $135 billion in tax refunds for small and medium-sized businesses that kept employees on payroll through COVID. Business owners are eligible for the Employee Retention Credit, even if they received PPP funds. RefundsPro.com specializes in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program to make it quick and easy. RefundsPro does all the heavy lifting, and most refunds are over $100,000. Couldn't you use that money right about now? There's no downside to apply and absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. RefundsPro.com has helped hundreds of businesses qualify. And the best part? You don't have to pay a penny back to the government. This is as close as it gets to free government money. There is a deadline, so visit RefundsPro.com and get started before it's too late. Visit RefundsPro.com. That's RefundsPro.com.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's get some contact with a test one.
As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I've never been a big Chris Wallace fan. I just haven't. I just don't like his style. You know, his late father, Mike, was a much better reporter than Chris Wallace. But I got to tell you, there's bad news on the horizon for Chris Wallace. Not that this thing's ever going to last. No gig ever lasts forever. But I'm going to tell you, it does not look good for Chris Wallace over on CNN. Gentleman Jim Dallas, you've been following this story, and this is really bad news for Chris Wallace because he was ballyhooed as, you know, the next big star on CNN, and it ain't working out that way, is it?
No, they thought they were plucking top-shelf talent away from a competitor in Fox News, and they were going to put him on their new platform, CNN Plus, which I think imploded in less than 30 days, if I'm not mistaken. So a little schadenfreude there for all of us on the conservative side. But Chris Wallace's show is called Who's Talking to Chris Wallace? But I think it's more appropriate, Kevin, if we ask the question, who the heck is still watching Chris Wallace? Because the ratings don't lie. In fact, CNN viewers are actually going out of their way not to watch Chris Wallace, and we know that because the numbers, they tell the whole story here. When you look at the Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy, which is direct competition to who's talking to Chris Wallace, you look at Wallace's numbers of 462,000 viewers between 7 and 8 p.m. on a national broadcast. Now, to put that in perspective, there are radio shows in Los Angeles that have about 462,000 listeners. So, yeah, it's not